Hi, this is a dictation for Brandon Billings Lee, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. Last name is Billings Lee, B-I-L-L-I-N-G-S-L-E-A. Date of birth is 4/21/1992. Date of service 10/15/2025. Mr. Brandon Billings Lee is here as a new patient visit. He reported that he is having these symptoms since 2018. His chief issue is severe pain in the lower back to the tune of 8, shooting down to the right buttock and affecting the tailbone. Also, is radiating to both legs anteriorly, below the knee as well. He is having difficult time having his ADLs walking. His PCP report that he has got a nerve damage, especially sciatica, possibility of it may be related to an automobile accident of 2018. Since the pain is getting worse since the accident, at this time he doesn't remember the name of the lawyer or the insurance company or the doctor who treated his case for personal injury, and it is all closed and shut case. No other symptoms are reported except the pain in the lower back, and they are continuous, and they are described as throbbing, sharp, heart burning, aching. They vary from 7 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, driving, and improved by bending and lying down. And he can walk 1 to 2 blocks, and standing and sitting is okay. He uses lidocaine to help himself for this pain given by his doctor. He has had some x-rays. MRI was positive, but he doesn't remember everything about it. And CT scans have been done. He denies any other issues like muscle weakness, bladder bubble incontinence, numbness, tingling, weakness, lightheadedness, no sudden anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic, or sleep disturbance or incontinence of the urine. It is reported no seizure difficulty in walking, no TBI symptoms, no headaches are reported. Regarding the initial accident of 2018, patient reported he was traveling as a front seat passenger in 2018. He doesn't remember the exact date. And were rear-ended in Harper Road in the city of Harper. And then after being rear-ended, they hit a pole. There was no fracture, bleeding, or direct head trauma. The car was total, and patient was seen at St. John on Morass Street in Detroit and was discharged the same night. Patient underwent some treatments, but the details of which are not available. Patient further report that he has had no procedure, no surgeries for these current symptoms, and his last physical therapy was in 2020, where he had a physical therapy and a chiropractic treatment. Kindly review the records for ADA for the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, and personal history, ADLs, and a diagnosis also. He has been seen at Total Health Systems multi-specialty clinics for last in 2020, and those records are available. Only there is a note from physical therapist at Total Health System multi-specialty clinic with the X-ray reports, but no MRIs are included. And so the physical examination is as follows. 33-year-old African-American male, height is 5'8", weight is 200, temperature 97.4, blood pressure 170 over 99, pulse is 54, and pulse ox is 100%. 33-year-old African-American male, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably. Well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. No overt anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. This patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological exam, musculature examination, musculoskeletal examination. Is all normal except in the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Lumbar spine has a positive CAM test and a positive straight leg raising test at 35 degrees. Breger test is negative. Babinski is negative. In SI joint, the Faber test and Gassner test are found positive bilaterally with negative standing flexion, negative iliac compression, and negative distraction test. Extremities examination is completely anatomical. Upper and lower extremities are normal, normal motor power, normal circulation, normal reflexes. Diagnosis, please review your diagnosis page. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan. Physical therapy. The patient is advised that he should begin a course of physical therapy at a place nearby. Number two, medications. Patient is provided with the following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, gabapentin 600 three times a day for nerve pain. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is ordered, one pill a day for 30 days for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Medical records from the total health system have been incorporated. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Investigation. An order for MRI lumbar spine without contrast is ordered. DMEs. Patient has a back brace of his own. Education is yes. Follow visit in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Education, yes. Thank you.